EIP-20 provided a token standard to the ecosystem, and application devs are now looking for better use cases alongside suggesting extension to the existing standard. If you want to learn about the first Ethereum escrow standard, continue listening. Welcome to PPNEEP episode 98. I'm Pooja Ranjan, here with an interesting Ethereum standard for decentralized project. Today, we will learn about EIP-5528, refundable fungible token. EIP-5528 is a standard track proposal of ERC category. It was proposed in August 2022 and is in the final status. To provide an overview of the proposal, we are joined by the author Jerry and David from the team. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Pooja. Very great opportunities. Very honored to be here. We're sharing our latest work about EIP-5528, an add-on proof standard EIP built on the EIP-20. And so David, is by Tech Lead, and he will do introductions of the EIP-5528 today.
Hi, thank you for inviting us, having us for this great opportunities. EIP-5528 is a refundable fungible token. The problem is, currently, the crypto character of the crypto decentralized architecture has no automatic recourse of recovery fund that has already been paid. So I've been working the fintech industry a long time. Also, Jerry also worked for funding part and a lot of financial part too. So typical fiat industry, there's a lot of hierarchy of the whole ecosystem of the in industrial has been deployed and designed with, you know, protected the fraud and et cetera. But it is very centralized one and multi-level centralized architecture. But decentralized services, it is from the birth, it's a totally whole decentralized architecture. It's difficult to deliver the automatic recourses for the cases already paid. So we designed this architecture and trying to solve it a very simple way. That's the problem and definition. And idea is, in the traditional finance industry, we really work hard and find out how we can solve this problem in over the given the architecture of decentralized Ethereum basis, the structures. So there is, we found the escrow services, which in cases you buy the houses, you pay the money, and there's all the legal stuff of the houses and put into the escrow services. Escrow absorb each other party's condition, and when condition is met, then the ownership is transferred to the other side. So in crypto world, we believe we can reflect very similar flow, but only problem is there cannot be any third party as a judge positions. So smart contracts should be automatically work in between the transaction. So one side is the money, which is USDT or Ethereum. The other side is a digital asset. It could be the STO or stocks and other. The assets should be put into the escrow account, and then escrow account work by the autonomously through the smart contract basis and make all transaction succeed or failure cases they judges. So that's the basic idea we're trying to make it. And that's the idea we adopted. So this is a EIP-5528 specification. There's a two part. One is a payable contract. So seller, buyer have to, you know, send their tokens. One could be the high value, the embedded token, which is Bitcoin, USDT, etc. The other one could be the digital asset tokens. So they have the token should be funded in escrow contract, which is a payable contract specification. Another one is the escrow contract. Escrow contract is defined. So each side of the condition is met or fair is given the defined and mutually agreed the definition. So that's the escrow contract works. So use cases, Jerry, can you introduce of use cases, how, where you started and what will be the use cases for this?
Yeah, sure. So the first use case is we're applying for, actually work with third party, a launchpad, crowdfunding platform, is we adding these EIP-5528 escrow services to the retail investors. One major reason is we found that the retail investors tend to be very vulnerable when they invest in ICOs, IDO, or different kind of, or like instruments of investment. And we actually work with Chainlink. We connect the Oracle with the escrow contract, and we're monetizing the secondary market prices, the token prices. So once the tokens or the projects, RUG or FUD, all the token prices kind of go to zeros or scam or extremely, bad actor happen, the escrow contract automatically releasing the refund to all the retail investors. And we are working on this deal for quite a long time, and we're expecting to launch this product Q1 2023. Yes.
Yeah. So this can be used any transaction which is between the buyer and sellers and senders and receivers, etc., because it's a basically escrow concept basis architecture. So it could be used for crowdfunding, venture capital, sometimes they trigger some conditions. Okay, I put the money, once you achieve this goal during this period, then your money will automatically has been transferred. So that could be the escrow-like venture capital transaction. And investment transaction, even small investment, small medium business investment, they have meet each other's, okay, I put the money here, you put your asset there, and let's make the fungible, the non-fungible transaction through the escrow services. So sort of thing is a main concept. So this can be used any kind of commerce and transactions in between the two parties. And here's the six core functions that is most, this slide is more like a payable part. So we inherit EIP-20 for a payable contract. So all of this component is from the payable contract, for the payable contract coming from the EIP-20. So that's why you would ask the question, so under the EIP-20. So all the component and issues like security, everything is that we have the same situation and same characters we have it. But escrow contract is different. So escrow contract is a user have to build it through the guideline, and we made it. Depends on their demand. So they have to take care of the most of the whole issues by themselves. So this is a main method. One is a construct, constructors. This is a detailed escrow policies, et cetera, each parties, et cetera. So that will be defined with a constructor method. And another one is an ethical fund. So fund should be sent under given conditions. And refund case is automatically triggered when condition is not met. So some money does not deposit in a certain period, or some asset is not, met the condition they predefined. So then there's a refund, the process will be triggered. And escrow withdrawal. Withdrawal is canceled after refund process triggered. They can do the withdrawal each side. This is a very basic flow and basic the method we designed. And not only we designed this protocols, but we're trying to have apply this one into the real world. So this one is a actual investment campaign crowdfunding service platform. So we trying to spend our time to adopt our services if that is feasible and acceptable to the actual user side. So we made issuers and issuings, and they made us set up the conditions and launch the campaign. And this is a refundable campaign. That means any user can invest a certain asset, the ownership, the acquisition, or some buying something, any investment transaction. They can do the investment during this period. They always can get the refundable. Every each cases has been set up as a refundable campaign cases. So this is a whole automatic process. They can design it. So this is the one we made it, and other things we design whole actual service flow how to apply. So this will show how the whole services will work through the actual service platforms user cases. So this is a 520 escrow simple flow. So seller, buyer, deposit, and there's a condition and finalize transactions. Okay.
Thank you so much. I mean, I really love the last two slides, that the overflow of the process that you have shared. I hope this presentation will inspire some of the DeFi projects to future DeFi projects developers to implement them in their project. I have a few questions related to this proposal. Instead of building a standalone project with the extension that is being proposed here, it was proposed as an EIP to make a standard for Ethereum repository. Mm-hmm. I know many people are convinced that it should be there, but there are a few people who may not be fully aware of it. So why do you think we need 5528 as Ethereum standard? And what was your main motivation towards proposing this to be an Ethereum standard?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So the crypto industry has been started about a long time, about let's say 10 years. And from the 2017s, a lot of project is into the market, but the barrier to this industry is there's not many people use for daily life or actual asset transaction, et cetera, and no bridge between the crypto world and real world. So the reason why is their standard and also the policies and architecture and also the guarantees of transaction, et cetera, level of the expectation and also level of delivery is there are big gaps. So that's why crypto stays in the cryptos and real world stays in real world. And they are sometimes fighting each other and deny each other and ignore each other. So why we're trying to solve that issue is, okay, so escrow is a guarantee and everything is transparency. We really deliver. So very basic transparency deliver is a decentralized architecture. That's why people is crazy about, wow, crypto is show that everything is open source spaces and the ledgers structures. That's the steps of the crypto. Second step is, okay, let's have some transaction deal with each other through the cryptos and other the asset, the transactions and swap the asset, et cetera. But there should be, I found that there should be the escrow, like some the architecture and services. I think that is also very following the philosophy of the Vitalik. The first day he designed about smart contracting. What is smart contract? It's like a simple if and then things. Okay, that's good for start. But right now the escrow like if and then transaction, the design will bring a lot of value for this industry. So that's why we trying to deliver right things and on right times and right solutions too.
Definitely on right time. So yeah, I think escrow is an important component of financial world. So mm-hmm. having a standard around escrow is great to have. We discussed about a different variation of implementation. Would you like to maybe talk about any project implementation of this EIP? There was a brief mention of using escrow services with the Chainlink. I'm not sure if that is implemented there, but if you by any chance are aware, please share it.
So the 5528 we applied last year at the final stage. This is a very, very general structure about 5528. After that, we work for to apply real world situation will be diluted into the flow and protocols. That's why we make some examples and we already having work deployed, but not at the live at this time yet, but pretty much it has been proved. So I will share that part. This is what we say the 5528R. R means just a little bit of revision. So it's starting from the 5:28, but we changed some contract and something more on top of that. One is a closed contract because some of the escrow cases, they do not want to open to the public. So it should be the open and closed contract. Another one is we added Oracle Chainlink oracles. So that means to set up some conditions in between. So escrow can embrace the Chainlink. And then they always judge between how the return comes from the Chainlink networks. So that's when we have deployed it. So some little bit changes of the method part. For example, the buyer wallet address has been predefined for security reason, et cetera. So we have a minor revision. And then compared with our previous very general flow, we added some Oracle part here. And there's a lot of condition we set up. For example, 1, 2, 3, 4 conditions, a mutual agree between the seller and buyer and investor and investee. So this one is how the condition will met. For example, okay, I want to buy your digital asset, but I need to guarantee for 6 months of that prices will be, above some bottom line, or it could be the shorter period, like even minimum 7 months, they have to be hit into this top level or lower level, something like that. So if they have to predefine all the credentials for the escrow, then Oracle Chainlink could work and watching, absorbing in real-time basis, and they reported the escrow condition met or not, and then their transaction will be proceeded based on the result. So that part, we are the if we have some updated the function and feature which we embedded in this part, and that there's oracles and more updated from actual transaction design, but still based on the 5.2.NS, little minor revision to add a more and more module. I believe that this kind of approach will be the progressed and promoted by the many other developers and more. That's what we're expecting. So this is a general, simple, the what is it? The, let's say, demos. So, okay, so let's say this is actually we deployed for testing purpose. So when you see 5.5.2.NA is in behind and Chainlink set up their own conditions, symbol, token address, and selling price, guarantee price, and starting date and closing date, and Chainlink network on and off, and allow refund. The refund means once the condition is not met, they always can withdraw and refund request. So those part, we already have make a very user side interfaces to prove our protocol is right. So this is one part of set up the Chainlink Oracle, and then it automatically deploy the contract here. Once you click the deploy contract, automatically deploy the contract here, and then it will be in the blockchain, right? After that, the investor side, buyer side, they send the ERC based on the contract. And congratulations, they send the ERC here. And after that, another transaction is the receiver side, they pay the transactions here. So this one is generally show how between the transactions succeed or fail. This case is we designed the withdraw, the reward, withdraw the cases. If that's not works, escrow is failed. So with the front end design. So that's how we invested our time and effort to bring this into the market. I believe the Ethereum Foundation to accept this as a basic standard. And we really believe this will help the industry growing the more solid way and healthy directions.
I think this is great. This is great to have. My understanding is because this is not a core proposal, it will never be a part of Ethereum mainnet. However, because this is an ERC and probably would be very good for many other wallet implementers and probably some of the DeFi project implementers, this could be used by different projects. There is this working group called Wallet Dev Group. It would be nice to have this proposal discussed in that group as well, and see if any wallet implementers are willing to have it implemented in their wallet. Hopefully that would help. So I'm hoping that with this, some of the DeFi project, because Wallet Dev Group is a big group in which many new project developers joins in and talk about how to use these standards, which are already existing in Ethereum repository in their project. So I think they could pick up this one for future projects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, talking about the escrow contract, the proposal describes two different escrow processes. One is payable contract and escrow contract. What would you say would be the main difference? Is it just the escrow is refundable and payable is not?
Payable is for the transaction part. That is a very standard one. We can merge and two things at one contract, but our the design was, okay, let's put the escrow parts only separated because it can make more flexibility for development and deploy. So payment is just the accuracy and focus on the integrity of the payment part only. And escrow part is just work for the judging the escrow and make a transaction between success and failure judgings. So that's why we designed this to separate the smart contract. But depends on, we can merge into the one contract. But we found that separation will be more, bring the more benefit for operational side.
I think that's a great idea. More flexibility we can provide to the implementers, the users. I think the adoption of EIP has a greater chances.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good to have. I would also like to discuss some security consideration. Do you think, because this is highly involved with the financial aspect of the blockchain technology, what would be the security consideration that a project implementer should keep in mind?
The payable contract is just extension of EIP-20. So situation is the same like any ERC20, ERP20 is a security situation. So they have to be followed that the instruction. EIP20 also has security instructions and guidelines. So most of people, developers, is following that instruction. But the escrow contract part is a purely developer's responsibility because we provide the guidelines. We also designed, we also applied to some test cases work fine, but depends on the developer's ability and experiences. There could be some many challenges. For example, source code should not allow any withdrawal token after the escrow account closed. So sort of things that have to be designed by the developers. So escrow part, the contract part need to be paying attention to be, you know, more secured through the designer's responsibility.
I get it. And I, as per the defining of the conditions on which this can be enabled or disabled is totally up to the developer who would like to implement it in his or her project.
Right.
All right. My set of last questions are from the stories around the proposal of this EIP and the experience altogether. Is there any success story or maybe a roadblock that you may have encountered during proposing this proposal?
The success story is we go to the final. Thank you. So that's our first and current success story. Another proposal is this is our first time to apply to EIP process. I was surprised. A lot of people is helping. Very decentralized way, or at the same time, very organized way. So, which is was wonderful. So, one thing we are expecting more is, yes, it's good to have all the EIP application is really smooth and a lot of advice we get it through the whole process. Really appreciate it. We got a lot of knowledges and experiences too. But important thing is how to deploy this one to the real world, the real industry. So, I believe there need to some support to make a more and more use cases, not only stay in as a protocol the level, but also it should be delivered into the real world, the service application, any kind of the application that will help and helping to change the world. So I needed that part, need your support too.
Absolutely. Yes, we are, of course, for having this standard in the Ethereum repository. At the same time, we feel like it is generally easier for, you know, proposer to spread the word out. However, as a group of Ethereum cat herders, we also try to support all these proposals which are in final standard and recommend it to any project developer who are looking for any standard around whatever their key concept is. Generally speaking, we encourage hackathon participants to implement these proposals in their project. And that's one of the like first place where we can expect a project to be getting born. Mm-hmm. There's a organized session in association with Fellowship of Ethereum Magician at ETH Denver, which would be planned on March 2nd. There we are inviting all EIP authors to maybe join us and talk about their project. We are hoping that there we could find upcoming project developers, and sharing about the existing standard would be a good place to, you know, share information. So if anyone from your team is planning to participate, please join us over there.
Great. Great.
All right. I think that's it on my list, and we can probably wrap up. Any final comment or thought that you would like to add or share with the Ethereum community?
For my side, just thank you so much. I really love the whole process of working and cooperate with this kind of organizations. It's a new experiences. And also we enjoy to achieve our protocol is accepted and hope to have more and more the good ideas can be applied in these protocols. That's our missions, and hoping to have a work together forever. Okay.
Awesome.
Jerry, please.
Yeah, so really love the process. It's our first time, you know, supported EIP, and it's quickly, you know, after, you know, 3 months of hard work, it's final. And after this stage, we're looking to collab with more projects, collab with other EIP editors, in Ethereum to expand the utilize the usage of this escrow standard and make people think this is will be something necessary when we making investment, when we doing transactions. Mm-hmm. And you know, looking forward to meet more people, more talented developers in Ethereum Denver. Definitely. Yeah, we'll have a big support here.
That would be great. Thank you. Well, Jerry and David, we really appreciate you both taking our time and providing an overview of EIP 5528, refundable, fungible token, which I think is one of a kind. Of course it is, because it is in Ethereum standard now. I hope that it will be helpful for many aspiring DeFi projects to have the proposal implemented in their project. An important announcement before we go, Ethereum CAT hurdles are collecting user suggestion for clients' improvement. If you run an Ethereum node, please take out time to share your response. Make your voice heard to the client development team. Link is available in the description. On this note, thank you to our YouTube viewers for watching and podcast subscriber for listening to this special ERC episode. Should you have any question on this proposal or any other EIP, let us know at ETHCATHURDLES Discord. Next week, we will be back with another interesting talk. Till then, keep watching and sharing your love with Ethereum CAT hurdles. Cheers.